There's so much happening around the Upper Hunter, and the man that knows everything, certainly around the Muswellbrook district, is from the Muswellbrook Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Wayne Toms. Wayne, how you doing, mate?
I'm very well, Bear. Thanks for having me, mate.
Mate, adapt. What's adapt?
Okay, so I'm going to put on my chairman of Upper Hunter Regional Museum Incorporated hat today, Bear.
Yep.
Last year, we announced a proposed Upper Hunter Regional Museum project here in Muswellbrook.
Mm-hmm.
And since that time, we've been working on putting together a business case study to support that project.
Yep.
Out of that business case study, we've come up with a name for the centre, which will be called ADAPT, Upper Hunter Regional Museum,
mm-hmm.
Stories of Yesterday, Today and Tomorrow.
Okay. So that's the business plan in place. Now it's a matter of finding the dollars to make it work?
Yep, absolutely. We are very conscious that there is a federal election coming and we've been in close contact with all the candidates in recent months and keeping them updated on progress of the project. They're all very supportive of the project in principle.
Have we promised to name it after them?
So we have now forwarded on, or we will be forwarding on, the business case study to them, but there's also a supporting video coming out later this week that they will have. And we're hoping that we will get some sort of confirmation of funding from them in the coming weeks.
So how much funding do you need from the government and even private enterprise? Is that in part of the business plan?
Bear, we've been very fortunate up to date. We've already had incredible support from a lot of local businesses,
mm-hmm.
industries, even some local community members. And we've raised, you know, close to $250,000 already,
right.
through those identities to help support the business case and the project to date. And the funding that we'll be asking from the federal government is around $38 million.
Wow. Did anybody sort of go, whoa, hang on a second, when you spoke that to them, or did they all accept that?
No, once I picked them up off the ground and tried to explain to them exactly what
splash
it was.
Splash of water in the face.
Yeah. Look, this is a significant project for not just Muswellbrook, but the Upper Hunter. This has been designed as a major showpiece and a major draw card attraction.
It's not just a museum. It's also going to be like a convention centre as well, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Today, when it comes to museum, you have to find ways to make it commercially viable.
Mm.
And you also need to find ways to make it very engaging and also unique.
Yep.
So we will have things like a function centre or a training and education centre in there. There'll be a quality restaurant. There'll be a cafe. But there'll also be a regionally themed aerial obstacle course, a maze, and also a splash park. Now, all of these will actually be designed in a way that they convey the message of adaptation,
yep.
and a way of displaying the museum storylines around whether it's early settlement, whether it's Aboriginal culture, whether it's agriculture, whether it's mining, whether it's power generation, or even the development of the catalogue in this region.
All right. What's the next step from here, Wayne?
So the next step from here is basically, as I said, the business case study is now completed. It's just being reviewed by the board, and then it'll be released, as well as the video. And we are now just hoping and praying that the federal candidates, will get behind this project. Look, I think they will.
Yep.
I mean, this is a great opportunity for them to recognise, you know, what contribution the Upper Hunter has made to the nation's economy.
Yeah.
And this is a great giving back gesture, and one that really does benefit everyone in the Upper Hunter.
Well, look, I would wish you good luck, but you don't need luck when you have worked as hard as you have on something like this. So it's just a matter of everybody getting in and supporting it so that we can have an absolute icon of the Upper Hunter.
No, thanks, Bear. And look, probably in the coming weeks, we'll be having sort of some public consultation and having the opportunity for everyone to come along and also bring them up to speed to make sure that that the community is also following us through on this project.
I'm sure they will. Wayne Toms, thank you very much for the update.
Thanks, Bear.